Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network, with brand new episodes, new guests, new Disney World stuff to talk about every other week. If you haven't done so already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode of the podcast. This episode has been pre-recorded quite a little bit in advance because right now, all being well, I should be in Walt Disney World. So slightly different podcast, so I won't be doing any news updates. What I do know is that we do have dates for the 2024 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, which opens on the 29th of August right through to November the 23rd, which does mean at Epcot this year, we're not going to get any festivals over summer. There'll be a few months in summer with no festivals at Epcot. The Global Marketplace will be back for the Food and Wine Festival. There will be new merchandise to buy, obviously. And CommuniCore Hall, that opens in a few weeks' time, is actually going to be utilised this year in the heart of World Celebration. It opens on June the 10th. That's going to be used quite a bit for the Food and Wine Festival this year. And obviously, you've got the Eat to the Beat concert series coming up. More about who's going to be at that and some of the food booths a little bit nearer the time. But we do have the dates for the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival for later on this year. And also, because this episode is recorded in advance, if I look into my crystal ball, my Madame Leota Christmas crystal ball, I do believe right now either we will know the dates for this year's Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at Magic Kingdom, or they might even be on sale, because usually around now is halfway to Halloween. But as I say, I'm recording this in advance, so I don't actually know. So I might be wrong. Do follow us on the socials as well. At Pod Magical is where we are, whether you're on actually particularly Instagram and Facebook, because as I say, I am at Disney World right now, and I did promise, and hopefully I am sticking to this, to do a daily update, a daily trip report, particularly on Instagram and Facebook. We're also on X, we're also on TikTok, but at Pod Magical is where you need to go. And do get in touch if you have just come back from Disney World as well, because I'd love to get you on the podcast. So let's get chatting to this week's guest. Time to say welcome home once again to somebody on the podcast, and it's Kirsty. Welcome to the podcast, Kirsty.
Hi, thank you.
Just say welcome home. I've got to start saying that now because I'll nick that from DVC. So tell me, why do you love Walt Disney World, Kirsty?
Well, I think, to be honest, I'm going to give the typical answer that everybody always gives. Just, I love the escapism. Like, you can go and you're in that bubble and you don't have to think about real life. And you can just kind of just enjoy yourself, and you're just kind of immersed in everything. And I love just seeing all the kids reacting to all the magic around them. I think it's just brilliant.
Now, the last time you went, you took your kids for their first ever Disney World visit.
we did.
But before you tell me about that, tell me about the first time you went, because that was also a special holiday.
Yes, it was. So the first time me and my husband went, it was in 2013, and it was our honeymoon. And we did a week in Orlando, and then we did 3 nights in New York. So yeah, it was pretty special.
Oh, wow, cool. So what made you want to choose Disney World for a honeymoon? Was that your decision, or was it your husband's decision, or was it a joint decision, or did he not even have a say in it?
I'm going to say it was a joint decision, but I think it was probably a little bit heavily on my side. I think it's somewhere I'd always wanted to go. I don't know, perhaps for the easy life, he disagreed, but we did talk it through together.
So how did you celebrate your honeymoon in Disney World then? Did you do anything particularly special, or was the fact that it was your first time, the whole thing was special anyway?
I think, yeah, to be honest, I think everything was just special. We didn't really do anything in particular that was special. I think just being there, just being there was the special part, really. I think we kind of didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't planning, it kind of blew us away a little bit and we were a bit overwhelmed, I think.
So what did you do? Where did you stay?
To be fair, we stayed in a really nice hotel. We stayed at the Ritz-Carlton, which was lovely, nice. And then we did 3 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel at Universal as well. So yeah, it was really good.
Now, the Ritz-Carlton, is that the one that's it's kind of on Disney property, but it's not a Disney hotel? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
No, so it's a bit further out. It's kind of near to SeaWorld. From what I can remember, there's like a little lake, and then there's a couple of like nice hotels on this lake. But yeah, it's kind of near to SeaWorld.
It's all right.
So that we could see SeaWorld from the window.
It's kind of like the perfect honeymoon hotel, really, honeymoon resort, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely was. It was really nice.
And the last time you went then, with the kids for their first time, although it almost didn't happen, did it?
No, that's right. So we got really excited and we did lots of research, and then we booked our Disney World holiday in February 2020 for the summer of 2021, which obviously didn't happen. So we kind of just kept pushing it back. And then in the end, we just said, right, we'll go to summer 2022. And we'll aim for that. So that's what we did. Unfortunately, we were able to go then, which was good.
And where did you stay on that one?
So that time we went for 2 weeks that time, and we did a week at Caribbean Beach, and that was the first week. And then we did a week at, now I always get this wrong, Lake Buena Vista Resort and Spa, or Lake Buena Vista Village Resort and Spa, like that.
Yeah,
We did the second week there.
And what was the reason behind the split stay? Was there any particular reason you wanted to do the two?
To be honest, sounds really silly. I'm sure people with children can relate. We weren't sure whether we could manage 2 weeks in one room with two children and us. And the other resort I can't think what they're called. Studios.
Oh, okay,
so you've got your living room and you've got separate bedrooms and all that kind of thing. So we decided to do that.
And were you glad you did that way after that first week of being cramped in one room?
I would have been happy to do 2 weeks at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I would have been quite happy to do that. But I think the children enjoyed the space that it gave us the second week. And it was just nice to be off-site for a little bit as well, especially as we hadn't really done it before with the children. We just wanted to kind of see what else Orlando had to offer and try some different restaurants and things as well. So it did work for us really well.
And how old are the kids, or were the kids then when you went?
So we had, you're asking me questions now that are tricky. So let me think. So our youngest was 4 and our eldest was 8.
Right. Okay. So kind of like perfect Disney age, although I say that, but I think every age is perfect Disney age.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the ages that we kind of aimed for. We thought that would, you know, roughly be all right. Obviously, we were planning on going the year before when they would have been a little bit younger.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the age that we were aiming for when we first started talking about going. So, yeah, it worked really well for us and they loved it. They really enjoyed it.
Have you got any particular favourite memories from either time, any time, from first time, honeymoon time, going with the kids for the first time?
To be honest, I knew you were going to ask me this, and it was such a hard question to think about. So I've got a couple of answers on this one, if that's okay.
That's fine. Of course it's fine.
So first one, the first morning when we woke up at Caribbean Beach with the children, obviously we were up super, super early, and we just decided to take a really slow stroll up to like the main lobby and just have a look around and go into the shop and, you know, go for some breakfast and that kind of thing. And as we were walking along, like the sun was rising and it was the weather was lovely, and we saw turtles and rabbits and lizards running about. And wow. It was just the whole realization that we were there and we had the whole holiday to look forward to. And that's, I think that's a really special memory for me.
What time was that, by the way? What time did you wake up on your first day? I was like finding out.
I feel like it was early, but not as early as I thought. I did write it down at the time and I can't remember now, but I feel like it was possibly about 4, something like that.
Yeah.
I was up first, yeah. Of course. I mean, I barely slept, even though I was so tired.
It's a mixture of jet lag.
Waking up thinking, is it time?
Yeah, it's jet lag and excitement. It's like Christmas morning and going, I can't get up yet because it's really early, but yeah, you're wide and wide
But you just want to.
So what were your other favourite memories?
Another one, like, again, when we went with the children. So we met up with my son's, one of my son's best friends and his family at Fort Wilderness for the afternoon.
Oh, right.
And we just spent the afternoon sitting by the lake and eating snacks and just catching up on what we'd done on our holidays. And that was really lovely as well.
Oh, that's cool. So were they staying over at Wilderness Lodge?
Port Orleans they were staying. I think they were at Riverside.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we just decided that we'd meet there. We tried to find the stables because there's horses there and things, isn't there? So we tried to find the stables, but we weren't very successful.
Fort Wilderness is such a big resort because you've got the hotel, Wilderness Lodge, and then you've got the campsites. And if you've ever been to the campsites or you've been over there to find Hoop-De-Doo, it's massive. You see all these people on these little golf carts because you need them just to get around. There's like, it's got its own bus that goes that just goes around the resort. It's so big.
That's it. And we did have to get the bus. So we got the ferry from Magic Kingdom and then we had to get the bus to the other side of the resort. And it turned out that we were kind of passing each other on the bus. We ended up sending some quick messages like, right, let's just stop. Let's find somewhere to meet. And that's what we did. And then we went to the shop, got some popcorn and some sweets. And we just sat and caught up and in sunshine. And it was lovely.
That's nice. Really nice. It's nice to get away from the parks as well sometimes, just to see the resorts and just take a little bit of that in. Like, it's what you would do on a holiday anyway, really. Without the added Disney parks being on the side of it. Let's talk about some of your favourite things, shall we, Kirsty? Let's talk about your favourite attraction.
Again, another really difficult question. I really love Big Thunder Mountain, though. Although I have to be a bit controversial and say that I really like the Paris one better.
A lot of people do say that. I think with the Paris one, because it goes underneath the water.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Really good. But yeah, I do love Big Thunder Mountain. So I didn't go on it last time we went, which I was a bit gutted about. But the first time we went on honeymoon, we did go on it and we went on it at night as well. And I love it at night. Really special at night.
Yeah, definitely. Was that because you had the kids and they didn't want to go on, or they weren't tall enough to go on?
Yeah, they're not that keen on thrill rides, to be honest. So they didn't really want to go on. So we just decided that we wouldn't bother this time.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to go back.
Of course. Did you not consider doing the rider swap and then just one of you going on and then alternating?
No, to be honest. I think just because we were there and it was the kids' first time, we just did a lot of the things kind of that they wanted to do, really.
Yeah, stuff you can do together.
And we weren't that bothered. We weren't that upset. So,
is it still your favourite attraction then, Big Thunder?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, like I say, we haven't really done many of the big thrill rides over in Orlando. So, I mean, there's a good chance that one of them might beat it. But I do love Big Thunder. So, yeah, I'd say that's still my favourite.
Do you know what the kids had as their favourite? Did they say that was their favourite at the end of the holiday?
So, to be honest, they change quite frequently throughout the holiday. And we all really, really loved the Carousel of Progress. I don't know what it was.
Air conditioning and a good sit down quite often is a Carousel of Progress.
It's the song as well. The song is so catchy.
Oh, Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. Yeah, it gets in your head. Just as bad as Small World, really. It's one of those songs.
Yeah.
Just get right in your head. Did you eat at many places in the parks or in the resorts? Do you got any favourite places to eat?
Yeah, so I mean, again, quite tricky to say like favourites because we didn't really do all that many. We only did a few table service and kind of then we just grabbed quick service whenever we could. We really enjoyed Tusker House. We went there for breakfast and that was brilliant. We had a really good server. The character interactions were brilliant. It was served family style then, which I think has changed back to a buffet now.
Oh, yeah. So because you were just after pandemic when they were bringing the food to you. Now you get up. I like that with a character buffet, well, a character dining, when they bring you the food. Because sometimes, you know, you can see the characters are on the way round. Like, do I go up for food? Have I got for food? Will I miss them? It's always a bit tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think I prefer it that way round for a character meal, definitely. So I don't know whether we'd do that again with it going back to buffet. But we did really, really enjoy it. It was good.
Yeah.
We did Ohana as well, which I was really pleased about because I really wanted to try Ohana. That was really nice.
Do you go for breakfast or for dinner?
For dinner. We went for dinner.
Oh, the so noodles. Oh, I know. And then the bread pudding at the end, the banana bread pudding.
Yeah.
Oh, I dream about that. So the problem is when you go back, you'll have your favourite restaurants, but then there'll still be more that you want to try. So it's like, we don't have to have you about three restaurants a day. Just squeeze everything in.
You should roll me back.
Yeah, as you do anyway.
That's it. But yeah, we also, we decided to add on the table service at Caribbean Beach just really randomly one day. Is it Sebastian's Bistro, I think it's called? And that was really nice. We were really pleasantly surprised by that one. It was really, really nice there.
How did that compare with Ohana? Because a lot of people say it's very similar to Ohana, but like a lot cheaper, but just as good, especially like value for money wise at Sebastian's.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. It is quite similar. No noodles. So obviously Ohana noodles are something special. So you'd probably want to go to Ohana for the noodles.
For the noodle, right, yeah.
But like the meats and things were quite similar. We had the salad as well, which was really nice. And the pudding was, again, really, really similar. So yeah, I can see why people would say that.
It's on my list, Sebastian's. I think, is it quite an easy one to get in, that one?
We managed to do it on the day. So we were actually at Epcot. And we were a bit unsure about what to do, whether to go back to the resort or whether to stay. It was on quite early on in the trip. And we were sort of flagging a little bit. So we said, right, well, we'll just hop on the Skyliner, go back to the resort, and then we'll try and get in. So as we were walking to the Skyliner, I just managed to book it there and then. So, yeah, it probably is quite easy to get into.
Yeah. Pays just to walk up some time. Oh, that you can do that on the app now, can't you? You can go, you know, straight in what's available now.
That's it.
Now, you mentioned last time you went, you did a split stay so you could see more of Orlando. Where else in Orlando have you ventured beside Disney?
Last time, we did the outlet. Actually, my husband and my son decided to go and watch a football game or soccer game. So they went to Orlando City, which they really, really enjoyed.
Who is the team? What are they called?
Orlando City.
Oh, they are called Orlando City. I thought you meant we're into Orlando, into the city. But they're actually called Orlando City. Was it a different kind of atmosphere going to an American soccer match?
Definitely. They said they went really early. My husband was a little bit nervous about driving on his own with my son in the car without me there to kind of be navigator.
Yeah.
So he was a little bit nervous. So they went really early and they found it really easy to drive to, easy to park. He said it was really friendly. Like everybody was really friendly. Lots of tourists, but also lots of, you know, genuine fans.
Yeah.
Everybody was just really chatty. And they went to the tailgate party as well, which is obviously quite different. But yeah, they loved it. Really enjoyed it.
The tailgate party, is that where you just go to the car park and people have like barbecues and stuff?
Basically, yeah. There were loads of games for my son to play. And like he was doing penalty shootouts and all kinds of things like that. Loads of prizes. They came home with football shirts, with big foam fingers. They really enjoyed it.
So what did you do while they were having their boys' day?
Well, me and my daughter decided that we were going to have a pool afternoon. And then we were going to go and get some, this was when we were at Lake Buena Vista. So we went in the pool and we got some food from the pool bar and took it back to the room. And we had a bit of girls' night watching some films. And yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, it sounds like fun. And have you got any tips as a Disney mum? Anything you would say, you must do this or must not do this?
The main one that we kind of took on board, I've heard it from a lot of people before we went, was that not necessarily as a Disney mum, but just going to the parks in general, if you're not sure what to do next, don't kind of stand around deciding, get in a queue and decide, spot the nearest queue, get in it, and then decide. If you decide you want to leave the queue, that's fine, you can leave the queue. But if you decide, you know, it's taking you a long time to make your decision, at least you're in a queue.
That's like, a really good idea. Can't decide what to do, can't decide what to do. We'll get in a queue for something and decide while we're in the queue. That is a really good idea.
So I don't know where I got it from. It's not my tip. I definitely stole it from somewhere, but it is a good one.
Time is money. Get in a queue for something.
Absolutely. The other one that I think really works well for us as a family. So obviously children, they go into every shop and they see about 10 million things that they want to buy. And it's, oh, can I get this one? Can I get this one? Can I get this one? And obviously they've got some spending money, but they can't have everything.
No.
So we started this thing of taking photos of the things that they'd said they liked. And then perhaps at the end of the day or the next time we went into that shop, we said, right, do you still like it? Can you remember that, you know, this is how much it costs? It just helped us to kind of help them manage their spending money a little bit so that they didn't go crazy and spend it all on one thing.
Yeah, which is very easy to spend all your money on one thing, even as an adult when you go to Disney. You go, that was my budget.
I was just going to say, perhaps I need to do that for me.
Yeah, set yourself a budget, take pictures of things. Kirsty,
stay away from the lounge fly.
If I was going to give you the ultimate day at Disney World, your ideal day, what would it be? Where would you go? What would you do?
I'd definitely like to try a deluxe resort. Obviously, if this isn't, you know, no holds barred.
Yeah, go for it.
If you're paying for it, then definitely Animal Kingdom Lodge, I think, would be where we'd wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Probably go to Tusker House for breakfast, go over to Animal Kingdom, take in the Finding Nemo show because I really like that one. And then probably over to Magic Kingdom, maybe even get a minivan just because we could.
Splash out, get the minivan, yeah. Don't be waiting for a bus.
That's it. Why not? And Jungle Cruise, because I really like Jungle Cruise. I always think it's really funny. Definitely. Big Thunder. Probably Buzz. We all like Buzz. That's one of our favourites. People Mover. And then obviously Carousel of Progress.
Of course.
Just because we have to. just to get the song stuck in our head for the rest of the day. And then possibly over to Hollywood Studios for Fantasmic. We didn't get to do that with the children last time. It wasn't on. So it'd be really nice to take them and do that.
So they've never seen it?
Obviously, we've only done it once when we were on our honeymoon, but yeah. I absolutely loved it. Loved it.
It is a great way to spend like the end of the night. I always like to do that on my first night. It's a good thing to keep me awake, it's going to Fantasmic on the
That's
first night.
That's a good
night.
Idea.
Definitely. But as the kids have not seen it, you've got an excuse to go back.
That's it, definitely.
Are you currently thinking about going back? Have you looked at anything or are you just saving up for now?
We have a trip booked, so we're going this summer. Which the children don't actually know about yet.
Oh, right. And will they find out if they listen to this podcast?
It's possibly going to be the first time that they find out when they listen to this podcast.
Hey, kids, you go to Disney again.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That's it. So they don't know yet. I'm finding it really difficult to keep it a secret. Last time I found it really easy. It was no problem. But this time I just know how excited they're going to be. So I'm really struggling to keep it a secret this time.
And then you're going to want...
Yeah, we're going this summer.
You're going to want to get them involved in the planning now. They're a little bit older as well, and they've been before. They might have some restaurants they might want to go to or various things they want to do.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We said we'd tell them a bit earlier this time, and then they can get involved and they can make some plans and decide what they want to do and where they want to go. You know, like you say, restaurants and things like that. So,
yeah. Where are you staying?
They'll definitely be involved in the planning. So we're doing 3 nights at Universal this time, first off. Which obviously we didn't go last time, so this will be really new for them. They really like Harry Potter, so I'm quite looking forward to showing them, you know, Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade. We didn't see Diagon Alley last time we went. It wasn't open yet, so, yes, I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And we're staying at Endless Summer at Surfside, so that'll be good. And then 11 nights back at Caribbean Beach, so I'm very excited about that one.
So you're going to go Universal first, then Disney?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the best way around to do it, but we're going to give it a go.
I'd say yes. I'd say it is. Some people actually will just do it in the middle. They'll do like, you know, 5 nights at Disney, 2 or 3 nights at Universal, then go back to Disney. But I think, you wouldn't want to be spending like a week and a half at Disney and then going to Universal and then not going back to Disney before you go home. So I think that's a good way to do it.
No, I think that's where we went wrong on our honeymoon because we did the Orlando part first. I don't think I maybe enjoyed New York as much as I should have done, just because I was a bit like, I want to be back at Disney.
I want to be back at Disney. Well, you did go back to Disney and you are going back again, so.
That's it.
So, yeah, you knew what you were doing. I think you did it on purpose.
That's it. That's the plan.
Well, have a great time this summer back at Disney World.
Thank you very much.
And it's been great catching up with you. Kirsty, have a magical day.
Thank you. You too.
Join me on the podcast. Have you got some Disney World stories to tell? Then drop me a message. We are at Pod Magical. Just send me a message on there. DMs are open. If you're going to be going to Walt Disney World over the next couple of weeks, tag us in your pictures. Let's live it through you. Should be quite a busy weekend this weekend, especially in Hollywood Studios, because tomorrow is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. So Star Wars celebrations are going to be happening there. Also as well, Cinco de Mayo, which is just a huge celebration. So expect Epcot to be busy across the weekend as well. The Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival continues. The Seven Seas Food Festival continues over at Epcot as well. Getting very hot, temperatures into the 80s now. But it's that little bit of not a bad time to go, because yes, it's going to be hot, but the big thunderstorms have not started to roll in. It's not hurricane season. Spring break has kind of finished. Easter holidays have gone. The big summer holidays have not started to quite ramp in yet. So the next few weeks, May, shouldn't be too bad to go. As I say, if you're going, tag us in your pictures. Top tip for this episode. Did you know there are some free photography studios around Walt Disney World? I think I mentioned the one before at Disney Springs. If you got the photo pass, if you paid for the photo pass, or here in the UK, we usually get it added onto the 14-day ticket, the 14-day for the price of 7 ticket. There is a little photo studio at Disney Springs where you can go and have your pictures taken. But also there are another two. Now, these are connected with Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So you know when you have the makeover, there's one at the Grand Floridian and one at Sir Mickey's in Magic Kingdom. There's a little photography studio there as well. But anybody can use them. If you've got a photo pass, you can use them. You don't have to go to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. So Sir Mickey's in Magic Kingdom and the first floor, I think they probably call it the second floor in America, but you know what I mean, in the Grand Floridian, you'll see a big pull-up there. It's a very basic, plain pull-up. But if you want some photos done, and they've got the photo pass photographer there, they're linked in. Take advantage. That's the tip for this episode. Any tips that you have or you want to be a guest, let me know. At PodMagical is where we are. Please do subscribe to the podcast. If you could give us 5 stars as well on Apple Podcasts. I know I say this all the time. It literally takes a few seconds, but it really does help people find us. So hit that 5-star button. If you can leave a comment, a nice comment as well, that's always appreciated. A massive thank you if you've done that. Going to be back in a couple of weeks with a brand new episode. I'll tell you about my trip to Disney World as well, because I'm there, well, right now. Until the next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.